Hello everyone, my name is Yoget Akasaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, handpan player, and live-looping artist. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into our daily life for a better quality of life. Today, I'd like to talk about how can we accept others. I've been hearing many people say diversity is the key. We should accept a diversity. It sounds good. It sounds, our society is actually going well. Because just decades ago, you know, most people think that idea is wrong, that race is, you know, we are prior to them, and you know, we're better than others, and you're worse than me. That kind of idea actually comes from duality, comparing and not accepting others. So we used to tend to compare with others, because it's kind of inevitable, because our five senses are something that can distinct anything from everything. So that's how we can recognize me and someone else, me and you, and this and that, good or bad. It's because we can recognize this and that, me and you, you know, the difference. And we got an idea that we can compare, we can say better or worse, good, bad, like, dislike. But recently, more and more people saying diversity. So, what is actually diversity? For me, it's very important that starting from the point that we accept others. We accept other people's idea, other people's way of thinking, other people's everything. And how can we do that? How can we accept something that's totally different from us? So we actually, when we communicate with others, we actually subconsciously think or feel, that's not something that I can agree, or I don't like that, or I like that. Then we subconsciously judge, always judge someone to say, even if it's consciously or subconsciously. And we, you know, we just pretend to understand, or maybe just we refuse someone's idea and just say no. Is that really accepting others? No. So what is accepting others? What is actually going on when we really accept others? It's a very difficult question, but what I think is the way is very simple. As I've been talking about this for meditation, the key is, I think, is feel others, or maybe I can say experience without judgment. It's actually very related to mindfulness, I think. Without judgment, just accept what is going on in yourself, of course, in others. What is actually making them to say so? Not thinking, but just feeling. So I think when you really feel it, you will understand what actually makes them to say that. What is their background that they have to say that? So if you understand it, if you can feel it, if you can really experience it, you will understand. But it still, even though it's still different from your idea, even if it's different from your belief, you will understand why they say so. If you understand it, there's no conflict, there's just, you will just admit there is just different idea. And you understand how they are, how they think so, why they think so. So the important thing is actually, without judgment, how can we stay without judgment? So mindfulness is the key. Feel it, experience it. It's not with words, not with thinking, your thought, but how you feel, how you experience. And of course, meditation is a very good practice that you practice, I can say, you can improve your ability to to feel something, to feel others, ability for accepting your thought and others' thought. Thank you very much for listening. And please leave your comment if you can, or just leave me a voice message. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also leave your comment. And your comments and your messages are something that I can talk about later on this podcast. Thank you very much for your cooperation in advance, and have a good day.